This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On Tuesdays, we explore education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, we go on the road with the Perot Museum's tech truck designed to take science to the streets. The museum just launched a second truck, and we track it down at UNT Dallas. Middle school girls in a summer science program are assembling pre-cut wood using nuts, bolts, and screws. They're getting help from the Perot Museum's tech truck educator, Michael Hughes.
And so today we're building trebuchets.
What's that?
We built a trebuchet.
Most of these 13-year-olds don't know what that is. Most adults don't know either. So Hughes describes it. It's kind of like a catapult.
Imagine a seesaw on the playground with a really big guy sitting on one end and a little tiny kid sitting on the other end, and the big guy jumping on one end and launching the kid into the air.
Put your hand right here.
The students then head outside to put their trebuchets to the test. They launch fruits and vegetables.
All right, when I get to one, let go and step back. 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Yeah!
The winning team launched an apple that flew 117 feet. The tech truck has been delivering science lessons to North Texas neighborhoods since last fall. A second truck started hitting the road this summer. By the end of August, the trucks could reach 22,000 kids, many in low-income communities where they might not be able to afford to make it to the Perot Museum in downtown Dallas. Back at the UNT summer camp, Samantha Romero and Tania Sanders are having fun with their trebuchets.
It was cool basically because we got to build it and we got to really see how it works. And we got to work as a team. We get to know each other more.
Like, it's a part of life. Like, you have to learn how to work with other people.
Collaborating to be creative is one of the points of the tech truck, says Teresa Lenling, the Perot Museum's Director of Public Programming.
That's what this type of programming is going to do, is for youth to really look at projects in a different way and understand who's going to do what within a team and really work on the project as a whole.
14-year-old Daisha Edwards, heading into ninth grade, competed in the trebuchet contest too. She didn't need the tech truck to excite her about science. She got hooked discovering bacteria in all sorts of places.
And it was amazing because there was more bacteria on a cell phone screen than the boys' bathroom.
Ratna Narayan, UNT Dallas's science instructor, runs the summer program here. She loves the Perot tech truck.
We're a small two-building school. We don't have an engineering college. So when I saw the tech truck, I was like, tech truck, we're getting you here.
Today's trebuchet contest, says Narayan, was, yes, about fun and team building, but it's also about learning the really cool stuff, science.
Okay, for something to go really fast and really far, then you have to look at the angle, the velocity, the material you're using, all that. But that's something you have to point out. It's not going to dawn on them. Unless you put it together in something like this, then they will learn.
Thanks in part to a school on wheels. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.